Blog Talk Radio.
That's on everything. Try to know them lame niggas smoking Mary Jane. Can't be married to no bitch, I'm blowing wig and cake. You get buried with them niggas, you get carried away. Chop and make his body separate, do it in every way. I want a hood bitch with cheese like Jasmine Renee. No, I don't want no bitch, but I be horny though. I ain't got no time for them, that's why I ignore these hoes. I got a lot of bands on me, what they fucking for? But this money for this war, I'm about to touch a op. AR with the drum is gonna cut his top. They think Roy janitor the way he clutched the mop. They think I'm a grin with him, how I got the yop. Can't stop, won't stop. School, yeah, big school. I'm thugging up in public, you fuck with me, I'm rude. Bitch, I got suspended every time I went to school. Never learned nothing cause I told to cut a fool. Notice I said cut instead of act because it's true. Yeah, I ain't never acting unless I act up in my double cup. Niggas don't want action, bitch, I'm bragging with a double up. Bitch, I make magic, I pop, watch it bubble up. School, bitch, don't call me nothing else. When the mates on your ass, ain't no calling for help. Once them drapes on your ass, all he saw was the shell. School man got the bands, they like dog off the shelf. That's your man's, he get grass and the dog you to hell. I shot that bitch through the fans, I heard all of them yell. Yo, PM got my dick in her hands, put it all on her nails. Make that bitch move my gram, she get all of them sales. School, bitch, that's my first name. Used to hit licks for the rent when the first came. Empty out a whole 100 clip, got the worst aim. Boski hit a nigga in this shit, he a hurt lame. If I wasn't on top of my shit, that'd hurt game. But bitch, I've been on my P's and Q's since the first day. On God, I get to shaking some shit like an earthquake. But bitch, I run my bitty, I'm the man in my birthplace. School! Hey, yeah, that's how you address me. I've been ballin', put them numbers, I need me a SP. Your mama and my girl, code name Bestie. She give me the script for them Perco Sexies. I look at that old bitch like her so sexy. She look at that young nigga like I'm that one nigga. I look at myself and I know I'm that one nigga. Been that one nigga, if it's up, it's stuck, nigga. School! Hey, ooh, let's talk about it. I got the nickname from Big Daddy on my mama. Bitch, I turn to Alan Salon when I'm off the molly. Get the scuba diving every bitch that come around me. Get the scuba diving every bitch that bum around me. Bitch, he supersizing every clip that come around me. Nigga shoot for side of main reason they hung around me. Nigga, I shoot for side before I bust somebody. School! Scuba Roo when I'm in Bompton. Really Scuba Roo wherever I'm at often. Nasty school when I'm in that pussy often. Walk hard, double cup, good sauce pack. Gucci jacket 101 is off the rack. Took a nigga bitch, still ain't brought her back. Off the easy, shoot the faux fab off his hat. Order an airstrike right where a dog be at. Ooh. Scuba baby, they go school bass. That's what gang gang call me with my bull ass. When I'm on that bullshit, they never turn me down. They know I don't pass my woods, it's enough to go around. They like school tripping, they go again. But they move with them, cause ain't no hoe in them. And ain't no hoe in him, ain't no hoe in me. No, ain't no hoe in we, and we'll blow at them. School! Talk Scuba Steve. Toughest nigga in it ain't no soft Scuba Steve. Dog know he shouldn't have played it wrong, Scuba Steve. But it's a rap, cause you cut that nigga off, Scuba Steve. If that boy was smart, he should have fucked with you, Steve. Cause from the start, boy, that nigga couldn't fuck with you, Steve. You ain't never need no nigga, I see this shit, school. No, they see this shit too. MVP, bitch, I'm school. What you do? No, I don't want no bitch, but I be horny though. I ain't got no time for him, that's why I ignore these hoes. I got a lot of bands on me, what they fucking for? But this money for this war, I'm about to touch a op. AR with the drum is gonna cut his top. They think Roy janitor the way he clutched the mop. They think I'm agreeing with him, how I got the yop. Can't stop, won't stop, school.
Peace, God.
Only
you
up
running
truth.
The store real quick, God. What you doing over there, God? You know,
yeah.
We got to make it back to the rest. You know what I'm saying?
What time you got?
God, it's about 4:30, God.
Oh,
you
man.
Already know what it is, God.
I got to hurry up, man.
You too?
I got to go, man. I got to go check out the council show.
Council show. Let's
hey,
go.
Yo, it's almost 5, so you know I got to go. Because I got to go check out that Nellyville show.
Making it home is my priority. Must make it the head of council radio show. Shed an aggressive part of me.
Hopped on the scooter and I headed up the Fifth Street. Seemed down on the bus when the bus nearly hit me.
I'm looking at my watch, the bus seemed to be trudging. Looking towards the window, watching Big Show, you bugging.
I made it home and I did it in the nick of time. I'm feeling good like I just passed the finish line.
I jumped off the bus, giving the driver a few words I cuss. He deserves, can't stop, I'm in a rush. I'm running people, I'm bumping, I'm not hearing nothing they say. On my way, this show here be jumping. Holding my house key, have my wires in the freeze. My earth talking to me, baby, please
click the link, then I wait to hear Nellyville. Shout out to my people doing it, yeah, without a deal.
My family's independent, they're moving like a giant. Can't be held by any small-minded, we're defiant. Council, radio, word out, come on. Council, council, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3.
Blogtalkradio.com. Council, 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 won't you come fuck with the council? AM, FM, all local radio channels. Shake down, shut down, your favorite show get canceled. Don't play the radio, I just tune into the council.
Hello, hello world, let me welcome you to Nellyville, where we play the records, hot as peppers, never chilly chill. Feel the taste,
it's a new day. The radio won't play us, it's okay, we found a new way. I'm calling all artists, getting your records to the DJ. And no, you can't forget about the old school Tuesday. Yeah, that's for your auntie and your granny, oh yes and daddy. Break records on the campus, you can take this one for example. Crazy, lady, let's fill in my flex like Rambo. Nellyville, yeah, that's my famo. He got it on lock like Django. Whoa. Council, council, won't you come fuck with the council? AM, FM, all local radio channels. Shut down, your favorite show get canceled. Don't play the radio, I just tune into the council. It's epic, epic Saturday. Celebrity interviews, 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 interviews. I'm here to dump it Thursday. Who can I win or lose, win or lose, win or lose? Is it you, is it you? Council, council, won't you come fuck with the council? AM, FM, all local radio channels. Shake down, shut down, your favorite show get canceled. Don't play the radio, I just tune into the council.
Hello, hello, world, well, and we welcome you to Nellyville. Never tell
you tell. Council, council, won't you come up with the council?
Don't play the radio,
I just tune into the council.
Hey, what up, 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 everybody? Whoa, it's Saturday. So, let me tell you, you tuned in to the Council Radio Nellyville Show. I'm your girl, Nellyville, giving you that heat from the indie to the industry. Bow, bow, bing, bing, bing. Because that's what I do. Happy Saturday, everybody. Thank you for rocking with me. Shout out to Kool-Aid for that beat, for everything. Shout out to Coolie Bop for the commercial. Shout out to my family, the council, 12 rounds of music. Shout out to DJ 7 and Team in the Mix. You know he told me he had to keep warm. So he said he over there in Cali. Is it warm in Cali? I bet it is. We got somebody today to let us know. But before we get to that, I want to get this first artist name correct. I want to say Deja Lene. Well, because this Lene, L-A-N-I, that's my daughter's middle name, and it's still the same. We got her calling in at 7, and I'm going to get the name correct. And she's mad, mad dope. She got Money Talks out, and is doing big, big things. I'm telling you, high levels, high levels. I don't know how long she's been doing it, but we're going to find out when she call in. Then we got the legend. That's all. You know, I want Silky Fine to sit back and chill and relax with Nelly, because we going to have a blast when she get on the line. Y'all, Silky fine calling in. It's like Romeo and Juliet. Hey, man, that bring back memories. She'll be calling in at 7:30. Y'all, we're going to be lit. That's all I can say. We're going to be lit. We're about to turn up. We're about to get this cracking. Big shout out to my boy, Polo Frost, and Nisha Nache. I love her so much. Fed up, let's go.
Damn, boy, this is what I've been praying for.
Oh, you fed up? Get your nuts up out of bunch and keep your head up. You be tripping over pussy, get your bread up. Don't be mad at me when you get where you end up. I know you always think I'm tripping. I know that you always with them bitches. Sending texts, you be setting up the missions. Why you always trying to turn around and flip it on me? How many times I gotta tell you I ain't with it? Already knew you wasn't different than these niggas. You the one that started acting like I'm slipping. Why you always trying to make a fool of your chick, nigga? I'm the one that's fed up.
You used to be the one I could talk to.
Let's bitch, I caught her scrolling through my trap phone. Friend, like you don't know that you my backbone. Worried about them bitches I done smashed on. Okay, I'm a fuck nigga, cool. But you gon' call me whenever that pussy in the mood. First you love me, then you hate me, you got different views. But we happy whenever I buy you bumpy loops. I'm a bum ass, lame ass rapper in your eyes, shit. But I'm daddy when I stand between your thighs. Yeah, I'm daddy when I stand between your thighs. But understand, you won't find another eye.
You used to be the one I could talk to. Oh, yeah. Now you look at me like I'm the one that crossed you.
I'd rather be a player than to let you fuck my head up. Yeah. I'd rather be a player than to let you fuck my head up. I'm fed up.
I gotta give my birthday shout out. So everybody that's a Pisces, happy born day to you. I gotta keep this rocking. Y'all, first call at 7:30. Let's go.
Computer love,
that pussy like calamari and Calabasas. I subscribe to her only fan. She tried to trick me, say I'm her only man. That's computer love. Can't nobody tell me who to love.
Give you all of my attention. It's straight shots, no champagne sipping tonight. And Netflix do this massage. Ready and turn that shit off. Cause I love to hear you cussing at me. You never felt. It's been a way to touch. I never loved. Body like a love.
problems. We know we all got them. How you get back up, it counts. How you gon' bounce back, even when they doubt ya, even if they turn it back for you, when you gotta move without them. Three little fingers to my enemies. People be on fake shit, I ain't into that. Please don't come around with bad energy. I'ma make sure that they remember me. Yeah, I get some hate, but I disregard it. Got a big heart, but I keep it guarded. I take all my feelings and I record them. I sit all alone when I'm in the party. People be around, but I feel so lonely. Bitches know I got it, I keep it on me. I already know that they speaking on me. Wake anybody up, they've been sleeping on me. Yeah. Love makes the world go around. I just wanna make my mama proud.
Again, also I want to give a big shout to my brother Cam. He's on the West Coast. If you haven't read his book or don't know about it, it's called War in My Heaven. It's dope. Well, if you a guy, it's really dope. But it's dope if you get your mind right. Cam know what I'm talking about. What up, Cam? I got you. Race war. Let's get it.
Characters just killed another black, another unarmed victim. White American terror attack, chipped him in the head, chipped him in the back, then left him laying there for dead and dared us to react. What kind of shit is that? What kind of people are we? All we do is cell phone record. It's sorry just we stand around in one spot like placeholders, watching while we get shot down by race soldiers. Whether Eric Holders or the one time, it'd be all kind of white supremacist race soldiers on these front lines in broad sunshine. They cut you down like a f***ing dog.
Yeah.
And all we do is live streaming f***ing blogs, puffing small. smoking like we active, only online hoping somebody find us attractive. When the fact is, they're doing more out here. They in first place running this race war out here. So get it clear.
It's good versus evil. We gon' stand with the people.
I'm David Banner again. With all that talk, pop up in his knees. See if that walk. All in his mouth. See if that talk. Grab that bag next to his body. See what that about. Yeah, I don't give a fuck. You run from the white seat. I walk towards conflict to pray to jog my memory. I'm God, but I forgot. Resurrected through this. Ain't no cross that took my life when I came up on the block. Never snitched, but never had to. Why in the do they feel comfortable enough to ask you anything? I let my shit hang. I never banged about. For black liberation, tell a Quaker, suck a. And if you're black and it's black talk, make you feel sick. Then you a two, tell them to suck. And if it's black talk, make you sick. You a two, young, suck, suck.
It's good versus evil. We gon' stand with the people.
War and that's beneficial. See, but blacks, we ain't never been the ones who made race an issue. Yet still, they diss you every chance they get. That's why they gotta keep a people, because they hands ain't thin. That's why they gotta keep a missile with a nuclear tip and make me only wanna be a blood and you be a crip. They hate the truth being spit, hate the youth being hip. The marathon continues like I'm a groupie at nip. Like at Farrakhan venues, they absolutely gon' trip and put some niggas on the menu and start cracking the whip. Ever since the slave ship, these devils brought us here with every new law like Yaku. Ruben Moussaw called them well scientists of tricks and lies. Their occupation is to fool the black nation and to rule the whole population. White supremacist cooperation. See, they the god of hating, and now it's blatant. Synagogue of Satan.
It's good versus evil. We gon' stand with the people.
We would go over everything. She was from a poor country. She spit game. She wishes she was American with fortune and fame. She sees the opportunities, not the nuance. I said, please get information like Dion. She said, will black take U.S. for a joke? I said, no, don't. The U.S. drop bombs on blacks in Oklahoma. Black Wall Street, 1921. The wealthiest blacks was murdered by bombs, mobs, and guns. And that was just after the Reconstruction, yo. Where we was promised equal rights but got Jim Crow. Plus Klan, hoods and hangin'. She said, this is now, that was then. I said, yes, sister, many do better as immigrants coming to America than blacks who are ADOS. That's African descendants of slaves. Blacks actually from U.S. born and raised. Our lack of equality and racism remains. Turn on the infrared and you can still see the blood stains.
We all wanna be young Americans.
And she said, Americans be dripping in that gold though, driving Bugatti, Chanel bags, and Hublot. She still think the 45 Prez was dumb as a mofo, but she said that on the down low. I said, I love the U.S., home of hip hop, just like jazz, blues, and rock. It got co-opted. All I'm saying is, don't see things with rosy optics. Come here, get that money, give back to your continent. We agreed, and we planted seeds. I want to move to Africa and her to D.C. The world is ours, we both want to be free, and everyone's at a different stage of what freedom means. So we went and got some greens and some cornbread. She's down with a leg, but I'm down with what the Lord says. We kissed each other
brother lightly on the forehead and pray for the entire diaspora to be joyous.
We all wanna be young Americans.
And she said,
shout out to Speech, a mad dope artist of Arrested Development, and Configure, a dope producer. Man, that interview was so mad crazy. So big shout out to them. Man, and just keep coming with it. We got to do one more before the interview call in. Let's get it. This off a new one, Arrested Development. It's called Becoming. Let's go.
Years ago, now it's just me, her, and Joe. Joe is a boyfriend at which his mom was a different race, cause with his fist, he put red all over her face. Beat the brakes off her. I say something, he beats me too. I said a lot, he beat me often. Took his fist and punched me dead in the jaw. Told me to tell my teachers I'm clumsy and I often fall. One day I had enough, and I called 911. I could've went from 9 to 11 by the time the police would come. They rang the bell of this living hell. My mama ran to the door before I killed myself. And what I saw would forever create a scar. Mama bruised and scarred, told him that nothing was wrong. And it would be from then on. I took to the streets, got me a piece, earned some R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Come on.
I know how real.
Everything in my life had on, even if the spikes, my fumes was easy to light, and I was literally a stick of dynamite. My good times was nights with bloody faces from victims I beat from not looking at me right. Walking the street, the flashing light, they got me. Drugs in the car and an unregistered gun on my body. Back to the prison, it's a party. I got more friends there than out here, sad, hardly. But it's been years of recidivism. What used to be black and white has become a full-color prison. And now I got a daughter.
Okay, I'm going to wind that down. We got our interview on the line. So let me fix that. Let me go back to that. Shout out to everybody that's listening in. You're on the line with the council. Let everybody know who you are.
Hello. I'm Deja Lanai from Research Music, coming out of California.
Okay, so I was saying your name right. What's up, Deja? And I love your middle name.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Your middle name is my daughter's middle name, and it's spelled exactly the same. So I'm like, oh, wow. That's so dope. That's so dope. So let everybody listening know a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Yeah, I'm an artist. I've been singing since I was little. It's always been a passion of mine. Recently, towards the end of last year, I started going in the studio, making music. And about a couple of days ago, I released my first single, Money Talks. It's on all streaming platforms, SoundCloud, Spotify, all that. So I've just been working and trying to make my dream come true.
Okay, so I heard Money Talks, and I'm going to tell you, when I heard it, I just heard classic. And you haven't been doing this long, so I immediately, like, heard classic. So you were made to do this. But tell me, how did Money Talks come about?
How it all came about is, I started talking to this boy, and all my friends and family were so sad. I was head over heels, and I was just all into this boy. I wasn't focused on my music, and I wasn't, like, you know, doing what I was supposed to do. But in my heart, you know, I'm chasing this money. I'm trying to get it back. So it was kind of like a funny thing to do to everybody in the studio. When I started singing a song in the studio, everybody said, "What? Talking about this boy, we knew it." And then I was like, just came in like, no, I'm talking about that money, you know what I'm saying? I love it. Because it means a lot of heart.
Okay, so are you still in school?
Yes, this is my last year. I'm a senior in high school.
Okay, you go, girl.
I should be graduating in a couple months. Yes.
Okay. So are you going to college?
I don't know. My dad really wants me to go. So, you know, I'm going through the whole SAT test and doing all that, but I'm not 100% yet.
Okay, so you can do it. You can do both. You can do both. But I'm telling you, you're going to be great as a singer when you that take off and to be smart at the same time. Let's get it. Black power.
My bad, you're kind of cutting in and out.
Woman power. So, Deja, will you do, go ahead and do me a
Hello?
Favor and give out your social media?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I still can't hear you if you're speaking.
Can you fix your phone?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, yeah, my bad. Sorry, we haven't.
Okay, can you do me a favor and give everybody your social media?
Yes, it's Deja Lanai on Instagram, TikTok, all that. Well, I haven't posted any TikTok shit. It's Deja Lanai, DeijaLanai.
Okay. Okay, so that, yeah, everybody got that on all platforms. I want to know.
Yes, and on Clubhouse as well.
Okay, so I want to know, who inspired you to grind so hard?
Well, ever since I was younger, my mom always had me around the music industry. She promoted a lot of events. That's what she loves to do. And so I always been around it. My uncles, of course, were all into rapping and stuff when they were younger. So at a young age, you know, around like 4 or 5, I was watching them do it. And I'm like, you know, I could do it too. And then I would reach out to my uncle and I told him, you know, I wanted to do it. And he had me doing, like, you know, little kiddie songs and stuff like that. And I really enjoyed it, but it didn't really become a passion of mine until like last year when I really decided to take it serious.
Okay. Okay. So what we going to do is we going to get into the song. Ooh, and the song, y'all, is hot. That's all I can say is it's hot. I can't say no more.
Thank you. Thank you.
I mean, like, when I heard it, I was like, it's award-winning, so I love it. So we're going to get into the song.
I really appreciate that comment. Thank you.
No problem.
I have a lot more songs on the way.
Cool. We're going to get all your information after we hear the track. So please introduce it.
Hey, this is Lenny Talks by Deja Lanai. I hope y'all enjoy it. Call and give me your feedback, all that.
Yep, don't hang up.
All right.
Resource.
I'm tryna be patient with ya, and I'm tryna go places with ya. I want the diamonds, I want the gold, I want the Prada, I want the clothes. Just to say I have and I have had, and to say I do and I do have. Whatever it is that I please, whatever that I want, whatever I need. You're the only one that can handle that. You're the only one that always have my back. That's why I love you.
Back into the Council Radio Nellyville show. I'm your girl Nellyville chilling. Got Deja on the line. You just heard Money Talks. Y'all go follow
hello,
her.
Hello, hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I'm back. So who would you love to work with?
Wow, I don't even know. To be honest, I haven't even put that much thought into that, collabs and things like that.
Okay, okay.
Well, I'm open to anything, really, though.
Okay,
if it's beneficial to my career, I'm open to it.
Okay, so what's next? Tell me what's next.
I just been trying to perfect my craft, been working in the studio. I'm just trying to grow and learn, and...
You got another song coming after Money Talks?
Oh, yes. Out in a couple of weeks, maybe 3 weeks, I think, is when I'm going to release my next song, Bitty Bop. It's something different for everybody. It's more of a rap type song, more upbeat. So I'm excited for that. And, you know, this is my first interview, so I'm really happy that this is all going on. I'm really nervous, to be honest. But I really thank you guys for having me on here, and I just hope for more opportunities like this in the future.
Right. You will get more opportunities like this. You got it going on already. So
thank you.
Give out your social media one more time, and if you got a YouTube, that too.
Yeah, all my social media platforms are Deja Lanai, DejaLanai on all social media platforms. And on YouTube, my song is on Research Music. That's where our YouTube channel, that's where I released it. So I don't have a personal channel, not yet, but that's coming very soon.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you so, so much for calling in. Your first interview
thank you for having me.
Was fabulous. It was great. You did a great job.
Yes.
Your song
thank
is
you,
awesome.
Millie, thank you.
You, no problem. I'm going to keep it in rotation. It's going to stay in heavy row. So I got you. And hashtag Money Talks.
Yes, thank you. Appreciate you. Stay safe out there.
I will. You want to give out some shout outs to anybody out there?
I shout out my mom, Karen Panisi. Shout out my uncle, DeMar Cannon. They're both my managers. They've been putting a lot of work behind me and making my everything come true.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. Well, you stay safe, too, and thank you so much again. And congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, everybody, that was the first interview down, Deja. Deja, yeah, this was her first interview. It went pretty good for her first interview, so I'm with it. I'm with it. I'm with all activities. So we're going to get back into the music. We got Silky Fine calling in at 7:30. Then, you know, we got to get up out of here. We all know how long it's going to last because Silky, I done seen her interview, so it's going to be lit. We're going to be lit. That's all that can count. We're getting lit in here. But before we get lit, we got to play some music. So y'all stay tuned. Matter of fact, some of y'all need to do y'all research. Let them know, Cassidy.
Yeah. I feel like the underdog, but really over folk already. Any rapper doper than me would have overdosed already. I'm rolling smoke, but all my homies comatose already. Gone, cause they on Patron, I had his own and smoke already. Yo, I don't fear the devil, I'm grown and been broke already. So I hit that nigga right on his phone, we spoke already. Nobody ain't wake up on their own, I've been woke already. Even though I hold chrome and throw stones to the coke already. Yo, bones would have broke already if a nigga disrespected me. Dickheads get vasectomies, pussies get hysterectomy. I knew your chick was on my dick, she DM messed. Me. Took a lift to the address and start molesting me. She got a good head on her shoulders, that's her specialty. And I don't mean intellectually, I mean sexually. If dudes need food for thought, I seen the recipe and wrote it down. So when I'm chefing up, got them open now. It's like I got the best coke in town and a bunch of smokers round waiting to grab it after it's broken down. I ain't laughing or joking round. To get a bag and I be floating round, I need the promotion now. As far as politics, it's a lot of commotion now. They need to pass a law, all fellas could start voting now. Most of the clowns in the industry be offending me. They went from taking bars to taking niggas' identity. When I heard Kane and G rap on the symphony, I instantly picked up my pen and that's in my memory. I learned a lot from KRS and he commended me. E. Sermon and Parrish Smith had the perfect chemistry. If you don't know your history, then how can you pretend to be the culture? You simply a vulture and that's a sin to me. I keep rap prepared, cats scared to get it in with me. They feel insecure when a nigga in the vicinity. Cause I never been gimmicky or ever tried to cheat success to prove that I'm better. I'm always willing to beat the best. I could write a whole album in a week or less and come with godly tight flows on a beat I bless. If killers move in silence, I should start speaking less and probably learn sign language after you get beat to death. Some niggas in the streets depressed trying to get their money up cause they started off 2020 with 20 bucks. It's 2.2 grams, I bag 20s up. Get rid of weight, some shit on the waist like I got a tummy tuck. You not gonna see the success if you think the key to success is 2.2 pounds. Y'all niggas dumb as fuck. I started rapping in the 80s, I was young as fuck. Got my first deal in the 90s and started coming up. Went platinum in the 2000s and told them run it up. Now it's 2020, I still feel I ain't done enough. So I'm still fucking niggas' stomachs up. And all the critics too thumb it up. That's why I never hung it up. Fact.
I gotta give another shout out to Cassidy. I interviewed him. He got mad, mad bars. I mean, he has bars. Every time I listen to him, I don't want to stop listening to Cassidy. But we got an interview coming up at 7:30. So check it. Silky Fine don't know I went this far. She probably don't know. She don't know. She don't know. But we went back to GBM. If you go along with Silky Fine and Eazy-E and all that, then you'll know what I'm talking about. So It's murder. Let's go.
GBM.
Spread off the streets of South Central. Ghetto street thug.
Niggas off the map, so I must stop. Feel like that.
I don't know, but I can't hold it back. I got the silver satin and the grape Kool-Aid, looking for them niggas who laid and sprayed and led my homies to that grave. I made sure all my lumps was on call. I grabbed the biggest cotton as I run to the U-Haul truck, and I don't give a fuck. The niggas got stuck when my 9-whip bucked, and I can't believe that nigga pulled the trigger, cause he thought my whole girl fucked another nigga. How you figure? You may as well call me a house nigga, cause I'd rather do a gang of years than be the bitch that I am than shed a gang of tears. I'm mad as hell trying to think of a plot. The first nigga seen is the first nigga shot. Running up in they spot, robbing niggas with my Glock. Die, nigga, die, bullets fly when I'm high. Both gangsta bitches never thought we'd do walk by. Pushing the daisies, got me going crazy on a who-like trip. Slapping in my clip, ain't no other way around it. She's always on my mind. The 9 hits my brain and I'm out flat line.
Another Mike D exclusive.
Hey.
Hey.
This ain't that, nigga. Huh? Thought I told y'all you acting like a bitch right now.
Bitch.
I think I'm old dog. Real niggas, real bitches. This a roll call. I can't even deal with you. If I don't know dog, I just need a meal ticket.
Yeah.
It make it feel different. We are not from H-Town, but we still tipping. Turning through the grapevine. That you still snitching. Read up for the 8th time. And I'm still whipping. Why these niggas wanna get involved? Oh, I forgot these niggas watch how niggas ball.
Right.
My dog said he got the pressure waiting on the call. For y'all, 800 for the bitch cause you some fraud.
Looking at the glizzy, it's about that time. For me to hit a lick, yes, I'm gonna get mine.
I am not your brody, I am not your slime.
You be fucking with the rats, you probably know 6ix9ine.
Like I know DJ Khaled, it's another one. When I get some millions, I'ma probably get my brother some and my mother some. Then I run me up another one and another one. Niggas hating and we jump a gun. I don't fuck with fuck niggas, they make me feel iffy. Know some goons from Deuce folks, ain't talking Ken Griffey. Had to kick the bitch out, that bitch was too pinky. If you talking money not, then tell him get with me.
Just counted out 20 large, nigga, add me up. Heard through the grapevine, they wanna line me up. Put the slammer on that kick, bitch, wind him up. Nigga said they be in an hour, let me back him up. Slide through the east, gripping on his heat. I wish a nigga would try me, hit me 6 feet. You run off on the plug, nigga, thinking shit sweet. Shit, me and mine good, nigga, I'm trying to eat. I got a family to take care of, gotta make sure that they eat. If they was having like I'm having, still couldn't compete. Grind hard, 3,200 in a week. This $1,500 shoes, baby, shit ain't cheap. Brody said he need 8 pounds, pay me next week. I'm going off of 8 of juice, got me swerving the Jeep. Niggas know the car when it's perp in the streets. First on the east, pour pints up. Niggas steady pouring ones, they ain't like us. We them niggas putting on for the east. Free my niggas dead and gone in these streets. Steady grinding like it's my last dollar for the week.
Hey, so yo, we gonna keep it all the way west. Got about 5 more minutes for an interview. Let's get it. My girl called Maya. She says she a project, baby.
All my money stacked with. I'm so uptown with it. I'm so mixed with. My money stacked with, I'm so uptown with it, I'm so max with. All you niggas pussy like a cat tail. I'm still in the hood with it, that's a fact, yeah. I'm a project baby and that's a fact, yeah. I'm with all of that there. I'm a project baby and that's a fact, yeah. I'm with all of that there. Listen to my heart, this my ghetto gospel. Been out here in these streets since not like Rondo. Chasing the she just a little like Chapo. Need all my pronto, keep all my eyeballs. This life takes bravery, ain't no fakery. I'm out here touching bread like the bakery. Fuck you, fuck whoever hate me. I only mind the business that's paying me. They pray for me, what they say to me. Lying to my face, that takes bravery. I done it all, from A to Z. Better worry about yourself, cause ain't no saving me. I worry about myself, so make sure you're straight.
Stack your own money and get your estate. Stack your own hundreds, get your cake. Or watch me keep stunting in your face. All my money stacked weird. I'm so uptown with it, I'm so max weird. All you niggas put it like a cat tear. I'm still in the hood with it, that's a fact, yeah. I'm a project baby and that's a fact, yeah. I'm with all of that dear. I'm a project baby and that's a fact, yeah. I'm with all of that dear. My mama didn't raise a P-U-S-S-Y. That's why I keep my head and I keep my chest high. While all of you bitches get impressed, getting chastised. I roll with real G's with respect and tech nines. Okay, I ain't making no mistakes. There's money in the way, so the haters gonna hate. But I'ma wave, I'ma make sure I'm straight. I'ma make sure I'm paid, I'ma make sure I'm great. I'm a flosser, big flosser. What I wanna be, a G, a big bosser. All you bitches ain't shit but some toss-ups. Give me 10 feet, please, I'm cautious. I'm in Florida Beach, check the score sheet. I'm regulating shit like 1G. I feel life feels better for some poor seats. Shit, any of them cars with a horsey, hey. I swear life feels better for some poor seats. Shit, any of them cars with a horsey, hey.
You tune back into the Council Radio Nellyville Show. I'm your girl, Nellyville, giving you that heat from the indie to the industry, because that's what I do. So wait, let me see who I got on the line right now. Who's on the line?
Hello, hello.
Hey, Silky Fine Girl.
tapping on it. You know me, I'm just a few minutes early checking the sound waves.
Oh, I've been bumping you. I've been going back. Man, how you doing?
I'm blessed. I'm just trying to see if you can hear me clear, or can you hear the fan in the back, or what's going on?
I can hear you good. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, so we good. So let me tell you, Silky Fine. When I got it, I was like, it's Silky Fine. Oh my, we are going to have a ball. How far do I go back? Oh, yeah. Back far enough.
That part right there.
So, man, let everybody please know a little bit about who you are for those who don't know. If there's one out there that don't know, I'm slapped.
Right. Shouts out to the new school, because like the host with the most was saying, a lot of you guys might not know of me because my first hit single was Romeo and Juliet, which dropped in about 1998. However, before the Romeo and Juliet, I was signed to Ruthless Records with Eazy-E, and I appeared on Straight Off the Streets of Compton, old school shit. So I'm from the West Coast. I'm an old school rapper, and I'm still putting it down.
Okay, so look, we got to get, yeah, because you know a lot of stuff. So when I introduce you, I say the legendary Silky Fine, because we do know you for Romeo and Juliet, but when you like me, I know you for It's Murder, Shed No Tears, you know, I know that, so that's how I know you.
I know that's right.
So, Silky, will you please tell me, when you first heard hip-hop, how it affect you?
Boy, when I first got into hip-hop, it was like Run DMC, Curtis Blow. It was like Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, a hip-hop, hibbity-hibbity, stop rocking. So it just hit my soul. It was like, this is something that I love music to this day, all genres of music. So when I was listening to the Fat Boys, rest in peace, Prince, Marky D, it was like, you know, when it, I was old enough to understand it when it was the Fat Boy, Salt and Pepper, Roxanne Shanté. So it just hit me. It hit my soul. Like, this is what motivates me. This is what I'm capable of, delivering a message and some flavor and just having a good time.
Right. Okay, so I seen one of your interviews. It was like four parts. It was like maybe a couple of weeks ago, maybe. It was so dope.
Right.
So mad dope. But I want to, so I said, let me get in my interview status and tell Silk and Fine, I want you to get comfortable. I want you to feel your sweet. I want you to have fun.
Right.
That's what we do.
That's right.
I said, oh, yeah, we're going to celebrate 4, 25, 26, 27, 20.
28, right on the money.
Exactly. So also, okay, when did you realize you wanted to be involved with music?
Well, when I was 14 in the ninth grade, I went to Henry Clay Junior High. So we always had like the best dress, the cutest couple, the most popular. Well, I was wearing Kango hats, freestyling, busting rhymes throughout the whole school. So I was in the yearbook as the best rapper. So
right.
I started a whole new trend. I want to say 13, 14 years old, I knew I wanted to rap. I started getting in rap contests. I started hanging around MCs.
Right. Right.
Yes.
So, and I know you work with a lot of people, so I want to ask you this. Who, out of all the people you work with, who was the funniest?
Eazy-E. He was the funniest to me because Eric was like, boy, he was so little and you would expect him to be this gangster and barely, you know, he wasn't a big talker, but amongst his artists, and when he felt comfortable, the most was in the studio or when we would all go out to eat at restaurants. He was like a big old joker. So to me, Eric was just straight out funny. He had these big old ears. And I used to be like, well, at least you're not selfish, boy, because your ears not tight. They not tiny. So you not selfish. Like, we'd have all these jokes. But to me, Easy was like the funniest because I was really close to Eazy-E. But then I did songs with Sugar Free. And that's another funny mama. Sugar Free keep me dying laughing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, out of the humor, I would say Sugar Free and definitely Eazy-E at the top of the list. And then rest in heaven to my little bro, Badass. He was kind of funny to me, too.
We
laughed. He thought he was a little lightweight comedian, too.
Right. Okay. So tell us about some of your experiences. What were they like while you were perfecting your craft?
Man, I just had the best experience because I was kind of in the middle of gang banging and being a rapper. So, like, in my younger teenage years, it was like Peaches, you know, before I transformed into Silk and then Silk and Fine. But, you know, growing up, everybody knew me as Peaches. I was like around the way girl in the hood. I was going to be cracking with the, you know, bamboo earrings, rings on every finger. So I was definitely in the middle of gang banging and hip hop.
Right.
So it was that around the way girl mentality, but then it was the God in me, and then it was the gift in me that let me easily be able to transform it into rap. But there was some ups and some downs and like, oh, everybody is haters. They don't want to see a female on the West Coast. But then when I met Eazy-E, it was like, thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. I knew my dream was going to come true. So
right.
It was a lot of ups. I went through a lot of ups and down in the music business. And I'm just blessed and thankful that I remained to keep my sanity, not become a drug addict. Didn't become a 5150, lost my mind because I couldn't handle success and then all the tragical things that happened during my success.
Right, exactly. Can you touch on your experience with Tupac?
Man, the experience was Tupac. It was so awesome because, like I always say, Mouse Man and the Wicked, that was a group that when Tupac first got his feet wet, he carried his brother, Mo Supreme, and his boy, Mouse Man the Wicked. So when I met Mouse Man, we were at a club. You know, it's the crack out here. So I wasn't really into Tupac because I know I'm a rapper, and I didn't want no rapper. But then it changed because when I went to the club and I seen Mouse Man and the Wicked, his brother Mo Supreme, on the stage with Tupac, I mean, they was busting too. So I was like, well, nah, I ain't going after Tupac. I ended up talking to his hype man, his road dog, his artist, Mouse Man. So before I even had a record deal, I met Mouse Man. So I would come from South Central Los Angeles to go to the La Mondrian, all the fly, live in for 3 month hotels and stuff like that.
Right, right.
So I would go up there and chill with them and like literally bring home cooked fried chicken macaroni. That's my favorite. I cook that at the house and then shoot up to Beverly Hills, Hollywood, Burbank, wherever they was at, and I'd go up there and chill, and then I used to sell bud. So I was like, I got the California fire. So I would go up there and make sure I took the weed to Tupac and his boys and take a little fried chicken, some drinks, and we were all friends at first. And Pac didn't never really know that I rapped until we were all chilling, and he messed around and called me and my homegirl Diamond. Shouts out to Pretty Ice Girl Diamond. Pac messed around, and not like we were prostitutes or nothing, but we were all drinking Hypnotic and mixing Incredible Hulk Hennessy and Hypnotic. And Pac was like, real thugs drink Hennessy. Real thugs drink Hennessy. And so he was mixing up the drink, and he looked at me and my homegirl said, and I'd like to give a toast to the wino hoes from hell. So I was like, you know we ain't no hoes, nigga. If that was the case, we would have flipped the whole hotel. You know, but I'd never forget, he didn't mean any harm in it. He just like, you motherfuckers could drink, and y'all done came from hell. Like, I'm just saying. So we got that clear. Like, he wasn't dissing us, but it was so funny because he poured up, put his glass up. And so Pac was just like so much of a mob type of a guy, like a arrivederci. You know, he'd say some old fake French or something, you know what I mean? And he said it was a toast to the wino hoes from hell. So, I mean, we would laugh and joke and like, I really like Mouse Man. So Pac was like a bro. He was like my brother. Because I never was the type that messed with you, your friend, your brother, your cousin, the homie around the corner. Like, no, that was out. I never was that type of guy.
Right. Exactly. I feel you. So
that part may be like that.
I know I can ask you, Silky, what do you think Tupac and Eazy-E would think about what's going on today?
First and foremost, I know they in heaven, like, boy, we steady guardian angel over our love. But if they, well, first of all, if they were still here, it wouldn't be like that. But if they're just overlooking, and I know they like, what the hell is the industry like? When we lost Tupac, when we lost Eazy-E, and even Suge Knight being incarcerated, they talk about him, they say he's the big bad wolf, but losing Suge Knight to the system, Eazy-E and Tupac, we lost the West Coast. I'ma just keep it real. I love all my artists out here. Shouts out to my Snoop Dogg Pound. I send my condolences to Big Daz. I just found out he lost his mom today. So it's like we are the family. So I would like to send the shots out to the homeboy, Daz Dillinger. Keep your head up. Stay strong. He was a great only child, stood by his mom's side. And I just want Miss Arlita to rest in heaven, and I'm sending out shots and prayers going up. So his strength as well, because that's a hard thing. But, you know, I love my West Coast. It's like the Kendrick Lamars, the YGs, but it's the formula. I love the Snoops. I love the, but it's a formula. See, in the 80s, we did have Ruthless. We had Death Row Records. We had Tupac, that even if Death Row, he would have went somewhere else, he had enough leadership to carry a nation. You know,
right,
those
right.
guys weren't afraid. You know, they
right.
weren't afraid. And at that time, we would have the Outlaws, the Alcoholics, the King T's,
right.
the DJ Quicks, the Second to Nuns. You know, we held the coast down. But now, with the style of music, and I hate to say, it's the unity on the West Coast that's been so segregated that we just have not rose to just crack them Billboard charts like it was.
Right, exactly.
That's what I feel. We don't have
right.
enough strength and enough leader on the West Coast to make sure that all these artists is popping. Like Eazy-E was not afraid. He was not afraid to sign females. He had Terry B, HWA, Menage a Trois, GBM. Like, he was not afraid. Suge
right.
Knight was not afraid. He was about to break out my homegirl, Switchblades, you know. Tupac was not afraid. He was Storm. He put Silky on records. Like, he was not afraid.
Right.
So after
right.
that era, I did the records with Dog. I love Dog. That's like my little brother. But it was only so much that Snoop can do, and I never expected him to do anything for me. It was just an honor to do music together. So
right.
I never looked at Snoop as my CEO, as my record label, as Snoop's going to help my career. I didn't never look at it like that. Because
that's,
it was after I made a name for myself that I worked with Snoop Dogg. It wasn't before.
Right.
It was after, you know. So
right.
it was all love. It was all love.
Right. right.
You know, man, we used to wear our hair like you when you first came. It was like crazy. Like, Romeo and Juliet, that was...
Right. And so that was a big transition. I was a single mom. My son was like 4 years old. I had left my baby daddy. So I really didn't want to be a writer anymore. But I knew
right.
that I had elevated. I knew that I had elevated from being gangsta bitch. You know, I was 96. I started as a teenager in GBM. So then
right.
once a few years went by, and I had my first child, and I'm like, okay, now I'm a woman, like a grown lady. I have a responsibility. So that's when I transformed into Silk E. Fine, and it definitely was a mature stage of learning fast, and within that 1 year, I think I learned enough to finish my lifetime story.
Right, exactly. So
right.
what are some of your goals, goals in the field of music?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I still mentor to this day, and I've been the type of artist that I don't go for clout. I don't go for fame. I went for community. So I'm probably the most ranked female that rapped with the most underground artists, period.
Right.
So I would feature and just do records with independent artists, underground artists, because I always felt like Easy did it for me. Pop
right.
did it for me. Snoop did it for me. They had records. They were big. So I'm never too big to come down to what's real. And there's a lot of real talent out here. And like I said, I never thought I was bigger or better. I was still rock with the best. And that was underground artists from different neighborhoods, different places. And I'd get down with them all over the world, like from France. You didn't need a big name for me to kind of show you my flavor, or how do you properly do ad libs? How do you get a sound and make it like, yeah, yeah, huh? Or what you talking about? What I'm
right.
doing to you know what I mean? So I've coached,
right.
mentored, and I'm going to always do that because God gave me the gift. It's in me, not on me. So, yeah, definitely that is the goal that I still continue to do.
Right.
As well as my goal to get out my screenplay, which is also a book, which is the urban Romeo and Juliet story, Hip Hop
okay.
Broke My Heart.
Okay.
See, Hip Hop broke my heart, but then I survived. So it was like surviving R. Kelly at the end. You know, it has a great ending. So I'm looking forward to doing some shopping on the screenplay and maybe even get it to Lifetime Movie Network. Maybe even get it to E! Channel or whoever is doing these deals. Netflix, you know?
Right.
Shout out to Roxanne. Shout out! I love that Netflix.
She
opened the door. Like, I love her.
Me too.
Yes.
Me too. So, man. Okay, so I want to ask you about a song first. It's called So Proud.
Yes. Now, So Proud, shouts out to The Chill from Compton Most Wanted, because a lot of people get that Chill mixed up and they think Romeo and Juliet, Silky Fine and Chill. So, Chill is from Compton Most Wanted. Like I was stating earlier, when the West Coast was just cracking, we had so many, you know, labels and different artists. So, yeah. The Chill, the Most Wanted, the rap group, he had hit me up because, like I said, we're all one big family tree out here on the West Coast.
Right.
From the Dog Pounds to the Yo-Yos to the Superfines to the King Tees to the – we all got a lot of mad love, so we communicate like family. And
Yo-Yo, I love her.
Oh, yeah, that's my sister girl. Love the yo-yo. So we all do our own thing, but it's like we got mad love for each other. And I think that we all realize that the game has changed so much. So everybody just do their own, like pretty much stay in their lane with their network and how they choose to do it. Now back to the record So Proud. The Chill reached out for me. Come on, Silk, we got to do a banger. So I was like, come on, bro, let's do it. He was like, it's going to be me, you, and Big Mike, because I want something different. I said, okay. So I said, okay. I thought I was in the middle, but they put me at the end of the song. And you know, when I, niggas, by the time they listen to you and all your games and Big Mike, they not even going to get to the third verse. He said, but now, you know, we got to say the best for last. I said, yeah, I thought, But it was all fun. It was just like, you know, when we do records out here together, it's just a phone call.
Right. That's what's up. I love it. So I got to ask this next question because, you know, this is only for the people that have been in the business for 30 years. Not that long, but I don't know.
Right. Something like that.
Right. So what would you love to see happen in the business of music?
I would love to see honesty, and I would love to see the writers get their proper publishing and their proper writing, because it's better these days. But, like, back in the day, there weren't really substantial contracts or understanding, and you might not have even signed anything. But while you didn't sign nothing, somebody else was signing something, registering all your music, taking all your credit and doing what they could do. So it's like, just, you know, I just want to see the game play fair. Because when you treat your team right and everybody know that this artist, you know, I know a lot of artists that did not write la, 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 and they probably made more money than me with my writing ass. You know, I done went and wrote about 4 albums in 1 week. You know what I mean? But it's like, yeah, you live, you learn, and just for the talent, for the gift, when you find someone with a beautiful voice that could deliver it, or you find a writer with excellent skills that can write hit records, just be right. Go in it with God in it and let God just rule and reap the riches of it. Because personally, I walked away from the game because of the greed, the envy. It was so much stuff that my spirit just would not digest, to where I was like, you know, I'm keeping my sanity and my blessings. So I'm the type of artist that I ended up going back to school and I went back to work. And I'm just so happy because I'm a given person and I'm in the medical field. Like, I'm just happy that I'm able to still take care of people. And we'll bust a freestyle at any mic and tear the whole crowd up.
Wait a minute. You said freestyle.
Yeah, boo.
Okay, so you know, we want you to give it up for the West Coast one time.
Oh, yeah, you already know. I don't know. I don't know if y'all can spin an instrumental or how y'all do it out there with the live on
you
the
do it. You do it how you want to do it. Just freestyle the way you do it. We can say,
okay.
Fuck, shit, ass, do that.
Right. I didn't know if you had music in the background or a cappella or what we want.
Nuh-uh, just go ahead and spit.
Okay, you let me know when to spit.
Go ahead.
Council, I'm on the council. I told you I ain't going nowhere, don't bounce, so I'm on the council, yeah, it's the hip-hop. Doing what I do, and you know I never flip-flop. It's not my fault, every record that I did was like the bomb, baby, because you know that I'm the shit, and I'm chilling. I'm watching the Imperial section live on the news. Thought it was a helicopter, but in my direction, I had to go left. I'm doing what I do, because you know that I do it the best. All right, I'm the town Mona Lisa. Only here to please ya. Longwood Avenue or 17th Street. You know you never meet a chick like me. A real hair, real moles, and I'm not nice tea. Sexy, the silky, on and on. I'm live on the show, and you know that it's on. I'm in the zone. Don't even know that it's never phony, because I know a shout out to Moni Moni.
Oh, my God. Yup, bars.
Straight from the down. And see, Silky Fine never tried to be the lyrical miracle coming through like a lyrical woman. You know, I've always just been the type to just feel. I'm a feel-good rapper. I want people to feel, because the chemistry and the formula to making a hit record is simple. It's not complex. When you get complex, you lost it. You lost your hit record. So I just want the artists, the new coming artists, the people out there listening, working with music, don't think too hard. A hit record is a simple record. It's a melody. It's melodic. It's catchy. It's what the people going to remember.
Yes.
If I talk about If I talk about the avocados that fell off my tree, that went down, they thought that they're not going to remember all the details of the avocado that fell on the tree to make me get green. Like, you just tell them I'm getting money, you know. You don't have to really think too hard and go into depth, you know, deep with all that.
Right. That was well put, Silky. Let me get DJ 7 on the line right here. I know he want to say something. What up, Seven?
Hey. Oh, yeah. You already know, got two legends on the phone, Nelly Ville and Silky Fine in the building. What's up, y'all?
Nelly, that's right.
Yo, I know y'all been chopping it up. Hey, I got to get a couple of questions. I'm going to let y'all get back into it. I'm going to take you back a little bit with this song. It's called Keep It Real with Too Short. Now, take your people through the motions with the video, because I know it wasn't nothing but a house party. Now set the scene up and let us know about Keep It Real and how you was, you know, with all the people and with Too Short, you and Too Short. How did y'all stay focused and putting that down?
Man, it was a very professional shoot. And it was like back then, we looking at the late 90s, 1998. So when we went to film the video, the whole idea was like a whole house. Like I was the madam of the whore house. You know what I'm saying? And Too Short was like a pimp. But man, you know, it was kind of like futuristic for that time of 98, but I had the vision of being like a black madam, like a bad mother, you know what, like wearing the finger waves and in the bubble bathtub and just being sexy and classy, but being a boss. You know, it was beautiful. Nope. I mean, the video was just like a movie. It went smooth. It was done professionally, and I think it took us like about 12 hours. And the whole video was like it was nice. I enjoyed that one.
So we're working with Too Short. Did you put the pressure on him, or did he put the pressure on you on coming out with those lyrics?
I think I put the pressure on him because basically that record was not my record. Like, when I even walked into the situation with Grand Jury Entertainment, there was, they had an artist named, shouts out to Ain't Misbehave. They had an artist, a whole nother artist. But whatever happened, she couldn't deliver the lyrics. It could have been a personal falling out. But I ended up doing the lyrics. Everybody loved the lyrics. So then I took over the whole little situation. It wasn't like jacking for beats, but it was like jacking for a production company or some shit. You know, it was just how that happened. So when Too Short did the record, I think they probably had the lyrics of Misbehave on there. But then I went in there and did my part, and it was like, whoa, she is really hanging. And Too Short used the song for one of his albums, and then I used it on my album. So, I mean, I think Short, he never came at me foul or crazy. It never was. I think he just thought, goddamn, she, yeah, I ain't, yeah. Because, of course, I was with the Notorious Grand Jury Entertainment. So you wasn't going to be clowning and talking to they artists and doing the bitch hole, what up, yeah, baby, yeah, that was out. It was like I was at a Catholic St. Mary, like I was just like isolated from the whole game. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
then, okay. And how about when you was working with the song Real LA Girls with Diamond and Lammy and Lady of Rage?
Oh, yeah.
How did y'all? Oh my God! I know that that energy level.
Right. We kind of like, we always have that GBM in us, that gangsta bitch mentality. So it was more like, we all been through the game. We all independent. We just gonna put it together like we know how. So it was definitely fun. My homegirl, Pretty Ice Girl Diamond, check her out. She's streaming. She doing her thing. She's an original member of GBM, and she always come up with great ideas and put us together. And shout out to Iami. We go way, way back. She's featured on Razzcast Records with Corrupt, and, you know, we used to call her Pinky from the Five Footers. So, I mean, it's just like a history of homegirls that been straight up busting rhymes since we was teenagers. And it was just fun to come together, mix both of our neighborhoods in, and just show you the vision of some real LA girls.
Okay, okay. So I just wanted to hit you with a couple of those. And, you know, we're glad that you're still out there, you know, doing your thing all the way around
definitely.
The table and blessing us, and definitely blessing us with the music. And, you know, anything that we could do to help out, you know, me, DJ 17 in the mix, Nellyville, you know, all you have to do is holler. Just holler at us. And, you know, like you were saying, you know, like some of your closest friends that's, you know, with the females doing music and stuff or whatever, anything that we could do, send them our way. You know, we try to get them with interviews, play their music, support their projects,
right.
You know, just let us know what's up.
You know, I'm going to be hitting you on the email with the new artist, the new music, the West Coast flavor. And I appreciate my Nellis for being so
kind,
Nellis. You
and
know DJ
it.
Savage.
But
man, it ain't nothing
but love. We not done. I still got some wine left.
You already know. And that's what I'm getting ready for, a studio takeover tonight. So I'm going to get myself together and live and geared up to go have a ball tonight. And I just appreciate the time. I appreciate the interview, Nelly Nell, DJ 7. Shouts out to your city. Shouts out to your town and everybody listening. Ain't nothing but love. Suki Fine in the building, 2021. And I'm going to stay in the building.
Okay, so you got to go soon?
Yeah, I did that.
Okay, so before you go,
I got to make it out to a different city within an hour.
before you go, can you give out your social media to everybody?
Definitely. Shouts out, my loves. Thank you for tuning in with us. You can find me on Facebook at Lorraine Johnson, or you could even go to Instagram. I love Instagram, and you can hit me up at Silky Fine. That's SYLKEFYNE. And if you want to tune into a different side of my life or some of my publishing things, how I publish my daily, you could go to Lorraine Lyrics on Instagram, LORRAINES Lyrics. And you'll find Silky Fine. Tap in.
Okay, thank you so much. Introduce Romeo and Juliet, and then we out. You out.
All right. Well, this is your homegirl for life, Silky Fine, and I'm about to have them spin Romeo and Juliet.
Stay safe, sis.
All right, baby. Love you guys. Thanks for the time. I'm going to connect you with some new upcoming artists. And
I can't
on.
Wait. I can't wait.
Right.
Let's do it. All right. Peace.
All right, my babies. Good looking. Okay.
All right.
Peace
out.
Romeo and Juliet, y'all.
Classic film
production.
It's like Romeo and Juliet. Hot sex in the car, but I'll make you wet. You say you about to punch from the skit shit. I promise something you'll never forget. Yeah. It's like Romeo and Juliet. Hot sex in the car, but I'll make you wet. You say you about to punch from the skit shit. I promise something you'll never forget.
I met baby on the tour bus. I wasn't looking for love. First love wasn't worth the fuck. He cheated on me. He got caught. Never leave me lonely. Now little baby on me. He approached me with a bag full of bandos. Said I could have it my way. That's Mando. New Romeo. Call me Juliet. Made it official. And then we left. Hop in that photo Bentley. He's so fine looking something like Nipsey. He got diamonds tatted on his body. Flaked up the cookies. Got me feeling naughty. We on this lit, Mr. I'm Mrs. Baby really on and he on it. Mr. Romeo, I'm his new bitch.
It's like Romeo and Juliet. Hot sex in the car, but I'll make you wet. You say you about to punch from the skit shit. I promise something you'll never forget. Yeah. It's like Romeo and Juliet. Hot sex in the car, but I'll make you wet. You say you about to punch from the skit shit. I promise something you'll never forget.
Yeah, I'm on my new school shit. Stay hitting licks. Baby, keep me with a bag, not a bag full of tricks, but a bag full of chips, with a tight grip, Romeo Juliet, he even gave me the password to the gram, blowing on gram, fucking off bands, real nigga shit, he really my soulmate, it's really rare, I fuck on the first date, hey, I'm really on this 2K shit, really mobbing with my nigga Midtown, bitch, no need to prove I'm loyal, did a background check from the soil, I'm street. I'm solid, like concrete. What the fuck you mean? Back on the scene, Romeo and Juliet. Baby came back so we can bleed.
Romeo and Juliet, hot sex in the car, but I'll make you wet. You say you about to bust from the skit shit. I promise something you'll never forget. Yeah. It's like Romeo and Juliet, hot sex in the car, but I'll make you wet. You say you about to bust from the skit shit. I promise something you'll never forget. Yeah.
It's your girl, Nelly Gill. I'm about to sign out, y'all. Big shout out to Deja Lene for calling in. And shout out to my sis, Silky Fine, for calling in. That was the dope, dope interview. Y'all can check that out on my YouTube channel. Or y'all can come to my blog talk site and check it out anytime you like. But for sure, check me out on Tuesday. New music Tuesday going down. I got so much music, so Tuesday gonna be great. So check you out on Tuesday. I'm out. Peace.
Nellyville on the Council Radio Show.